Good morning, everybody. A big blessing for all the mothers today and every day, because every day is the Mother's Day. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. For me, again, it's a big privilege to be here to share the Word of God. But today, my dear friend Sven is with me. He is our guest in this week in our church. Brother Sven, he is from Denmark, but he lives in Spain for more than 50 years. And he was working in Angola since 1965. And he planted the first Baptist church in Luanda, Angola. For the God's plans and that grace that the Lord have for us, I met with him in last October in Spain. I didn't know him before, never in my life, but we made click for the kingdom of the Lord. He had a mission in Angola, in one city called Kibala, about 5 hours from the capital, Luanda. And if God allowed, in August. In August, we are going to travel there. I'm going to share the son's doctrinal conference and leadership conference, and to see what God can do through us. I am very proud for him. For me, he is an example of life. He is 82 years old. Praise the Lord. We continue to pray for Ethan. For Pastor Chris, I know this is not easy. And that is the part of my message today. Raise your hand if anybody in this life never suffered any illness, sickness, afflictions, tribulation. Raise your hand. Nobody. Everybody in this world, we suffer afflictions, illness, sickness, problems, tribulations, sadness, you know? But during the Second World War, there was a Christian family in the Netherlands called the Ten Boom. I don't know if you listen about the Corrie Ten Boom. Yes? Yeah? Do you listen? Okay, great. Great story. Very attached to what the Word of God thought. They helped many Jewish people to take refuge in their home. If you see their story, they built a wall over the wall for high Jewish people rescue for the Nazis. But sadly, they were discovered for the Nazis, suffering the consequence of racial hatred. Males were sent to a Nazi concentration camp, especially for men and women, were equally sent to another camp just for women. There, the sisters, Corrie and Bexy Ten Boom, were sent into a captivity. Life was very hard there. They were forced to do very hard, forced labor for many hours a day, even in times of winter, snowing. They were put outside under the snow, staying, and sometimes ladies fell down dead. The food was very poor, just like the way of life, and there were few blankets to protect from the cold winter. Occasionally, they were placed outside under the cold stream, and many women died during that punishment. Incredible. Every time that I see the story, I cannot resist. Fell down some drops of my eyes. But the faith, especially of Bexy Ten Boom, was so great that she never lost the joy of her salvation in Christ. so much that she spoke of Christ to the other women in her cell room. Wow. Some of them accepted to the Lord Jesus Christ. Others looked at her like a crazy woman. Yeah? Because they cannot imagine how this sister, in such a great suffering and pain, prays and preaches about Christ. Even when she fell ill with a sickness with pneumonia, how say English?
Pneumonia.
She told her sister that she saw the glory of God and never lost the smile of her face until her death. She told to her sister Corey, "The Lord told me that the end of this year we are will free." She was free because she died before the year finished. In the same way, the Bible speaks to us through the Apostle Paul of how to maintain joy, even the world full of diseases, injustice, tribulation, and afflictions. Come with me and open your Bible in the book of Colossians. I'm so sorry, buddy, brothers. I didn't send the scripture, brother. Daniel?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, okay? Colossians chapter 4, verse 24 to 29. If you have that passage, I invite you to stand. Colossians chapter 1, verse 24 until 29. You find it?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know how can you read one you, one me, or I read everything?
You choose?
Okay. I choose that you read with me, okay?
Okay.
I read 24, you 25. And one to another, and the last one we read everybody together. Oh, but in your version, I forgot the version.
Sorry. Okay, this is the version, right?
Yes.
Okay, Colossians, chapter 1:24. We are read the scripture in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and we hope. The Holy Spirit told to us, conferred to us, to this world. In especial this day, some people don't have their mothers. It's not a nice day for them. But by the way, this is the hope that we have in the Lord. Okay? Okay. The Bible says, "Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's affliction for the sake of this body, that is the church."
Of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known.
The mystery hidden for age and generation, but now revealed to his saints.
To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. Everybody. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your love, for your mercy. Thank you so much because you give to us the privilege to be your children for grace in our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the privilege to be your representative to the world. And I pray and claim that the Holy Spirit told to us through your word for reach every day more and more the measure and the stature of Jesus Christ. In who we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Be seated, please. Look at the verse 24. What the the Apostle Paul say? When Paul write this letter to the Colossians, do you know where he was? He was in jail. Imagine, what is the situation of the people in the jail? It's happy? It's comfortable? Huh? And at that time, it was terrible because he had shackles in his arm and in his feet. You see? But look at the verse 24, say, now I rejoice in my sufferings. Oh my goodness. Huh? He is masochism? Yes. Huh? Who can talk today I am rejoice for my sufferings? but he say, I rejoice in my suffering for you. Look at this, for you. And I am completing in my flesh what is lacking in Christ's affliction for his body, that is the church. Then we can see in this verse the joy of the suffering of the servant of Christ for his church. It's the first point that we can see in this passage. For all of us, the suffering and affliction suffered for our Lord Jesus Christ, who despite being the owner of the universe, came to be born in a dirty manger. A dark manger. A nasty manger. You know why? Because our heart was like the manger. Dirty, dark, and nasty. When we were out without Christ in our life. Okay? Our Lord Jesus Christ had no place to lay his head, said the Gospel of Matthew, and suffered in the hands of sinners. What he did? He did something evil? No. But he suffered. Likewise, he told us that all who follow him, what happened? We will suffer like him. Many people outside, and sadly, churches teach that if you become to be Christian, oh my goodness, you will have a pink life. Do you know that expression? Yeah, pink life. No, it's not true. But sadly today we see outside the prosperity gospel or the light gospel, oh, you will be a princess, a princess, the Lord, and you decide everything because you are a princess. You are a prince. We are sons, we are children of the king. Yes, it is. But not in this kingdom. Because this kingdom belongs to who? Satan. The Lord say, my kingdom does not belong to here. And we are in the kingdom of our enemy. And then, therefore, our life will know a pink life. You know? Likewise, the Apostle Paul understood that he must suffer for Christ. But those sufferings does not complete what is lacking in the affliction of Christ. On the contrary, as he himself tells us in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Somebody can read me? Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. If somebody knows of memory. Yes.
No longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
Exactly.
The life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Amen. It is Christ who lives in him, And it is Christ who is completing in the flesh of Paul what on the cross of Calvary Christ carried out in his own flesh. Christ filled what is missing, but now in the member of the church. That is why Paul, despite being in jail, wrote to the Philippians a letter whose kid knows, do you know what was? The joy. The central message of the book of Philippians is the joy. Come on. How can a man be in jail with shackles, to write to another about the joy? Do you know why this is not possible? Because when we have the love of God, we don't need anything more. The love of God fulfills everything. Okay? And there he also wrote to the Colossians. And even while feeling the shackles in his wrists and feet, he can say, I rejoice in what I suffer for you. Of course. Paul's suffering did not atone for sins. Today, we can suffer for our sins or for the sins of another people against us. Oh, by the way, we suffer because we are living in a failed war for the sin. Because the king of this war is the evil, Satan. And we are in enemy land. You see? But more important is, I am asking you, are you suffering for Christ in this world? The Western church suffering for Christ today? We are in the paradise. Do you know how many brothers Christians kill every year in the world? Do you know? Somebody can tell me the amount? 1,000? 5,000? More than 100,000 a year. But sadly, that news, we don't see. We don't listen. And the most of that brother that were persecuted and murdered is in the window at 1040. Do you know the window 1040? It's North Africa, South Europe, and for you to the east until Japan. A lot of brothers in Christ, they are murdered only for their faith in Christ. Do you suffer here in this country for your faith in Christ? Really not. But look at this, brother. The day coming that we will suffer. And by the way, I believe that we are suffering, you know, because we don't have the freedom to go there to the shopping center and proclaim the word of God. We have to go to the city to get a permission for spread the word of God. But I was in shock last Tuesday when I went to pick out to my brother's Ben to Reagan National Airport. And do you know what I saw? I saw two Jehovah Witnesses inside the airport preaching. In departure's station. When I saw, oh my goodness. I suffer for that. Paul say, I suffer for you. What? Do you know how much a pastor suffer for you? I'm sorry, I am pastor, I have to tell you. Somebody have to tell you. We were not understood. why we don't have too much pastor today. Last Thursday, we went with Brother Sven to IMB. Do you know what they mean, IMB? International Mission Board for the Southern Baptist Convention. The center or the main office is here in Richmond. A big building, nice building. Just I asked one question to that brother. Hey brother, tell me, how many missionary now IMB is sending to around the world? I was sad when he told me the amount. 3,500. About 7, 8, 10 years ago were 5,500. About 20 years ago was the more than 10,000. 10,000 missionaries. It's decreasing. And the real servant of God will suffer for that. Like Paul said. Paul, he didn't matter the shackles, the jail, the tribulation, the punishment of the youth, of the people. No. The most charge for Paul was the church. Because Paul was a real servant of the Lord. For the real servant of the Lord today, we have to suffer. When I shared my leadership conference, I told, how can be a great man among the people? Wow, it's nice a name for the conference. Wow. Yes, the Bible says that. Mark 10. Verse 43 to 45. If you want to be the big one, if you want to be the first one, be servant to everybody, say the Lord. According to the Bible, not according to the world. You see? When I teach my conference, I teach what is the requirement to be a leader. Because sadly, in our context, Latin America, leader is the guy that gives the order, the boss, the CEO, like say today. Somebody told me, I am the CEO. One pastor said, no, I am not CEO. I am a servant of God. Yes. The title for the war. When I teach my conference, the first requirement is the call of God. If God didn't call you, bye-bye. But today, supposedly, we had a lot of servants of God that supposedly had the call of God. And really, they were called for God? The Lord said, for your fruits, you see them. And the second requirement that I told them, do you know what it is? Suffer. Is you able? Are you ready for suffer? Is no? Bye-bye. In these almost 19 years of ministry, nothing surprised to me. Nothing. I was physical injury. People that we serve with love, with our heart, speak bad against us. I told to the leaders, you are able to never receive applause and recognition if you want to be a real servant of God. I said, Pastor Clever, you are terrific. Terrified. No, the Bible says that. If you look at the life of Moses, hey, tell me, what happened with the children of Moses? Hey? What happened with Joshua and his children. The children of the prophets. Jesus, our Lord, the apostles. In the end of the day, what Paul say, nobody's with me. Everybody abandoned it to me. Only this one, this one. You see? It's a sad truth. But it's joy to suffer for Christ. Because our award is not coming for the people. Coming for the Lord. I am very amazing how the Lord support to us in almost 16 years in this country. We suffered a lot. We were close to be illegal in this country because the nice brother in the church in Mississippi, he never sent our papers to Immigration Department. Yes. We were close to be illegal, me, my wife, and my children. A brother of the church. Yes. And later they were planning to throw out from the church to us. And our papers, our visa, worker visa didn't come. And I went to internet, and in internet say, oh, in 2 months, approximately, you will receive your visa. Oh my goodness, 2 months. And these people tried to throw out from the church to us. What was our sins? You know what was my sin? Every time that I'm going to visit a people of the church, I went with the Bible. That was my sin, they told me. They told me that I imposed the praise service. You know, we had our own building there. Nice building. Pastoral house beside the temple. A parking lot. A soccer field. 4 acres of land. I had to cut a lot of grass. That is a problem. But only they meet one time a week. They didn't have Bible study. They didn't have a praise service. And my sin was I imposed the praise service. Mom, a big sin that I committed. But you know, it was Friday. And I called to my boss, to association directors. Brother Mike, by the way, I didn't speak English very well at that time. Neither today, but by the way. I am here. It's the Holy Spirit speak about through me, okay? My daughter, Allison, she had to translate to us. And we called to our boss, say, Brother Mike, we need a meet with you because people of the church want to throw out. But, Brother Clever, Sunday morning I am busy. By the way, brother, can you stay here at 1 p.m.? Oh, yes, yeah, sure. 1 p.m. is very, very time for me. Okay. I was looking, but by the way, was Friday. We planning to have the meeting Sunday, okay, with the association director, my boss. Do you know what happened Saturday? Our worker visa came. Me and my wife, we closed the mouth. Sunday morning, okay, after the worship service, okay, like Daniel, right now, Pastor Clever is your turn, okay, and came to the front. Okay, brothers, I had a good deal for you. My worker religious visa. Everybody stand and applause. But that brother and his wife were sitting like this. I want to have a cell phone. At that time, we didn't have a smart cell phone. Only Bluetooth cell phone. You know? But that is my Lord. The Lord knows that we suffer in this world. Paul suffered, but not for his sins. That's the real servant of God. We suffer for the church. We suffer because our children, spiritual children, don't grow. Hey, Brother Hank, what happened if after 3 years you see my prophet Samuel in the same stature, in the same tall? Yeah. Are you will be happy?
No.
No! What happened? Yeah? You honey, we have to talk to Samuel, to the doctor. Somebody happened. He's not growing. Yes or no? And brother, that you had how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. How many do you have? Okay? Yes or no? Eh? It's the same with us, with our spiritual children. Sometimes Pastor Clever is anointer, molestoso. Annoyance. Annoyance? How say molestoso? So, huh? Annoyance. I am experiencing annoyance to the people. Read the Bible! Read the Bible! Did you read the Bible this week? And I suffered when I saw one of our children to make some bad things. You know? That was the suffering of Paul. And look at the verse 25 and 27. Unto 27. I have become a minister according to God's administration that was given to me for you to make God's message fully known. The mystery hidden for age and generation, but now revealed to his saints. God wanted to make known to those among the Gentiles the glorious wealth of this mystery, which is Christ in you. That is the mystery, the hope of glory. The second point, the joy and purpose of the call of the servant of Christ. What is the purpose? Paul felt an enormous joy that the Lord had made him a servant of him, of his body. And I like the best word in Greek, is slave, doulos. Like the plate of my car, say doulos. When I make a call to the people to accept Jesus Christ, I don't say Lord. But by the way, because suddenly in Spanish it's Mr. And we had a Mr. Frank, Mr. Sven, Mr. Daniel, Mr. Clever. No, it's no hit in the target. But when you say you have to accept to Jesus like your Savior and your Master, your owner, the thought has to change. That Paul felt a privilege, a pride, to be a servant of the Lord. He was entrusted with the sacred treasure of the gospel, which was the purpose of his life, to announce fully the word of God. It's a privilege. Thinking in that, God needs to us. God needs to us? Do God need to us?
No.
No. He's almighty. He can do everything. But he gave to us the privilege to be part of his plan to this world. It's incredible. It's very incredible. And Paul enjoyed proclaiming the word. He did not do it alone or only with his people, but he shared it for the whole Gentile world, which is why Christ made him Paul as the apostle of the Gentiles. This is the mystery that was hiding for centuries and ages. We thus not refer to practice of the ancient mystery religions. Be careful. This word mystery was used in the New Covenant to describe something hiding in another time, but that had already been revealed. For example, in Genesis 12:3. How say Genesis 12:3? Genesis 12, verse 3. You know? I will bless to who bless you. I will curse to those who treat you with contempt. And all, listen to me. And all the people on earth will be blessed through you. That is the mystery. And all the nations around the world, we were blessing for the children of Abraham. You see? And now we are children of Abraham in the faith of Jesus Christ. It is not something difficult to understand or that must be kept secret, but really that God has revealed in order to be proclaimed to the whole world. And this is the purpose, like explained to you the last 2 weeks ago. We were saved for the Lord for a purpose, for a mission. We have to fulfill the mission and or the reason that we were exist in this world. If we are Christian, Paul understood at 100% that for this reason he didn't take a rest. If you see in the book of Acts, he was stoned. And by the way, come on, let's go to the next town to preach in the gospel. Oh my goodness, Paul? You are not tired? No. Like Luke said in the book of Acts, Paul was entire giving to the gospel. That is the purpose that we exist. To fulfill the four acts that Jesus came to do in this earth. First one, Jesus came to make the will of God. When he had 12 years old, he was in the temple, and Joseph and Mary say, "Hey, our son, what are you doing? We are worried about you in the work of my father." I am doing the will of my father. You see? The second one that Jesus, the reason that Jesus came to this world, he said, "I came to this world for announce the good news. Everybody that say that is Christian have to announce the good news to everybody." That's the meaning apostle. The word apostle in Greek is apostolos, and means people that sent with authority to do something. And you and me, we were sending to whole world with authority our Lord Jesus Christ to spread his gospel. For example, if I need to send document of my country, Ecuador, I'm going to Washington, D.C. for the Ecuadorian embassy. And they are, in the example, they are the apostle of Ecuadorian government to send to Washington, D.C. to give a truth, a real and valid document, Ecuadorian document, like a passport or certificate, whatever. And you and I, we are apostle, not a modern apostle. That is false apostle. Apostle means you are sending to the end of the earth to preach the gospel to all whole creatures. That's mean apostle. Every Christian is apostle. No, the famous apostle today. That is false. They are looking for only money and fame. You see? Paul understood that, and for this reason, he had joy. So, oh my goodness, I had a tremendous privilege, like he said, that to make God's message fully known. That is the purpose, that is the reason of the church, that is the purpose that you exist. And you were saved for Jesus Christ. The third purpose, the Bible says, for this reason came to the Son of God, the Son of Man, to destroy the evil acts. What's that means that? Destroy the evil acts means holiness. Jesus never sinned, never commit sin. He destroyed the traps of Satan. He lives a life in holiness. And we have to do that. And the last one, the fourth, he came for say to us. Was in the last of his days. Did you see? What's the last act that he committed? The cross. And now you and I, we are not the Savior, but we are the instrument of the Savior to take to the people like we sing in the hymn, to the cross. That is the purpose. Paul understood that. For this reason, he had a big joy. Okay? And the third point is in verse 28 say, we proclaim him, you see again, warning and teaching everyone with all wisdom so that we may present everyone mature in Christ. That is the reason that we, Jesus Christ, like I thought that Paul, Brother Daniel, will read Ephesians chapter 4, 11 to 13. Say, oh, good. But by the way, okay? Because that is the reason that Jesus called to us to be his servants. To train it to the people, you see? Proclaim him warning. And the third point is the joy of the servant's work, the concern for his sheep. Father, mothers, if you see to your child to go to the oven, and the oven is on, it's red, it's hot, and you see your children go there to toast the oven, what are you going to do? No! No! You shot! Yes or no? You're wrong! That's the means warning. That is the real servant have to do. Warning. I warn it to my people. What is the best way for you are a warning to do something or commit a mistake or turn away from the hell doctrine? Reading the Bible, studying the Bible, deep in the Bible. Let me tell you this truth. Is utopic. Utopic? Is good? Utopic? If everybody that called Christian read the Bible, study the Bible, we will not have denominations. I don't see in the Bible denomination. No. You know why? Because they studied the Bible. They didn't have the Bible like you and me today in paper, in iPhone, in MP3, MP4, MP3, whatever. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You see, that is the suffering and the concern of the real servant of the Lord. Warning to their children. Let me see. 28. Okay. Okay. Warning and teaching. You see again? The word teaching. I am teaching to my people that they can learn, discover the spiritual gift, a treasure that the Lord has in each word and phrase of the Bible. Every word and phrase and every verse in the Bible is because the Holy Spirit put for teach something to us. The problem is we don't read the manual. When you buy something, when you open the box, what is the first one that you find? Instructions, manual. I say, don't turn off the equipment before read. And what we do? That is the problem with the human being. We never going to the instructions for the happiness, for the real prosperity. It's not richness. I am looking for good life in Christ. This is the manual. You see? And that we teach to our children. Okay? We have to announce Christ. We have to admonish every man. We have to teach every man in all wisdom and in order to present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. And perfect means complete. Son's brother believed that the fulfilled Holy Spirit is to make son's emotional expression. The fulfilled of the Holy Spirit is when you preach the gospel unto the end of the earth. That the Bible say. Acts 1:7, the apostle and disciple asked to the Lord, Lord, are you restored the kingdom of Israel? And Jesus turned up and said, you will receive power when you receive the Holy Spirit. For what? For to do emotional expressions? You will be my witness in Judea, in Jerusalem, in whole Judea, in Samaria, and to the end of the earth. That means the fulfilling of the Holy Spirit. But today, a lot of churches are full of emotions, motivations, prosperity, humanism. No, we have to understand that we are servants. And what the servant have to do? Serve. That's it. Okay? The last one. Verse 29. Look at this. I labor for this, striving with his strength that works powerfully in me. That is the key. All that joy comes from the energy of Christ that acts in me through his Holy Spirit. I told you 2 weeks ago that every time that I came, when I wasn't Christian, when I came drunk to my house, to my room, I promised myself, I will never drink. But 1 week later, again, and again, and again. But that night of the year 1995 was really never more, never again. Because it wasn't in my power. And everything I do is in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not me. It's like the microphone. The microphone is not speaking to you. You see? It's me. But I am like the microphone. I am only an instrument. in the hand of the Lord. That's it. That's it. When you catch and live this truth, don't worry about the afflictions. Don't worry about the tribulations. Don't worry about any suffering in this earth. Because before I believed in Christ, I was very scared to fear thinking in death. But today, no. It's the only sure thing that we have since we're born. And we have to understand that James say in his book that what is our life? Our life is like the fog in the morning and minutes later disappear. Sadly, I came late today because I had a roll string downstairs with a piece of this in one color. The spirit in. This is our life. And the human being in this short, unlimited, and finite life make war, fight, stress, and we don't focus in the eternity. When I had the funeral, I hold that roll, a string roll in my pocket, and I show only the small piece of our life. And I pull it, all the roll. See, like this. Oh, the eternity. How long is the eternity? Compared with our life. You see? And this is the promise that the Lord has for you. Come with me. First one to John 16, verse 33. With these two verses, we are going to finish. John, the book of John, 16, 33. The Bible says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. Oh my goodness. Do you believe, brother, sister? You have to believe. If you don't believe, you will be stressed all the life. Every time that I'm going to take a plane, I'm going to travel, I told to my son Joshua, Joshua, if I don't return, I hope that you follow the step of your father. Every time that I see it, and we are departing, take off, I pray, Lord, if this is the final fly to you. Because we don't know. Is the plane? Psh. But you have to be sure and have peace in your heart. Because you know that Jesus, the mystery, Jesus is in me. Amen? Amen. You will have suffering in this world. You see? Be courageous. Have conquered the war. Amen. And Romans 8, we finish with this. I don't annoy us more. 8:18. Another promise from the Lord for you. For I consider that the suffering of this present time are no worth comparing with the glory that is going to reveal it to us. Not for a few moments. For the eternity. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much. Because it doesn't matter the afflictions, the illness, the tribulation or troubles that we suffer in this little tiny time of life, because we understand that we are foreigners in this world. We are in transition to the eternity, that beautiful, amazing, and wonderful eternity in your presence, for enjoy your presence for all eternity. It's not comparing to the suffering that we live in this tiny and diminute time that we live. I pray for my brothers and sisters. If somebody is suffering something, he or she can take this real promise, real truth, a comfort, and give peace in their heart. In the name of Jesus. Amen.